The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private. Trust Ireland's leading private hospitals with locations nationwide, including Dublin, Cork and Limerick.
This is News Talk.
Now, Jess Kelly is with us now to talk tech and also to mention that she has a new show, which is called Embedded Tech in Town, sponsored by Salesforce. And episode 2 will be available on Thursday at 2 and on air from News Talk on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Jess, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. This Tech in Town is all about our history as a tech powerhouse.
Yes, so last week's episode looked back at Dublin in the year 2000. So where were we in terms of our reputation as sort of the Silicon Valley of Europe? And episode 2, this week I sit down with the representatives from IDEA Ireland to talk through how they sell Ireland to the big multinational companies, why they come here, the opportunities and the challenges and so on. So it's a 6-part series and you can subscribe to it now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, now, Apple are launching tonight, but what are they launching?
Not an iPhone, or not the iPhone 12, unfortunately, which is a bit sad for Apple fans. That's going to come down the tracks in a few weeks' time. September usually is Apple time, but it's been pushed back because of COVID. So what we're expecting today is a new iPad, at least one new iPad, potentially an iPad Air. We're expecting a new Apple Watch, perhaps including a more affordable Apple Watch, because people rave about the Apple Watch. And I you know, when I had one, I absolutely loved it. Its health features are better than anything else out there, but it is still quite expensive. So it looks like they may reveal a cheaper one, as well as sort of a new high-end one that could include things like blood oxygen monitoring. We're also expecting a lot of talk about Apple's subscription services. So you may remember around this time last year now, they got rid of the traditional iTunes being sort of the centralized hub for everything to do with Apple. So they now have their App Store. They have it broken down bit by bit. And it looks as though they're going to potentially launch something called Apple One, which is a bundled subscription service, if I could say it. And that would include access to everything from Apple. So it's like an Apple portal. And we don't know the pricing information as of yet, but that is something that we are expecting. And the one iPhone that we could hear some about is, or one thing about the iPhone we could hear about is the potential for it to be 5G enabled. So they may use this opportunity to sort of tease the iPhone 12 and build up the hype. Not that they need to do it, because there's always hype around the iPhone. Mm-hmm. But that phone launch will come in the middle of October.
Okay, so the phone will be the iPhone 12. I saw a piece online the other day was saying, you know, what's to come from the iPhone 12. And the headline was, well, what's to come is something that Apple itself cannot deliver, which means that only the networks can deliver 5G. And if you don't have it on your network, doesn't matter what fancy phone you buy, you can't get it.
Yeah, well, I actually spoke to Connor Pierce of Samsung about this 2 or 3 weeks ago, because the 5G phones we know are more expensive. And we've spoken about this in the last little while. It does bump up the price significantly for the handset when there is 5G on it. But as that article refers to, there's no point in having a 5G enabled phone if you're firstly not on a network that offers 5G plans, but also if you don't live in an area that has 5G. You know, some people would argue, you know, should you hold off on buying a 5G phone perhaps until next year, when there'll be more range of 5G devices? They may be somewhat cheaper, but will also have better 5G coverage. I know myself, I live in an area that is 5G enabled. I'm on a 5G plan, but the phone I'm using at the moment isn't 5G enabled. And I can't say that I miss it massively at this moment in time. But I do think, as it becomes more widespread, the same way, you know, I get frustrated when my phone goes from 4G down to the little H plus symbol, you know, we come to expect and therefore demand certain speeds. So this time next year, I would anticipate people wanting and expecting 5G to be the norm.
Now, the other device that might be available would be Apple AirTags. Now, I have a couple of Tiles, which I use for finding devices. Mm-hmm. What are the AirTags promised to be?
very similar to the Tile devices, and I use Chipolo, which is another alternative. And I have to say, I would be lost without my Chipolo. I have them on my access card for work. I have them on my keys. These are little devices that pair to your phone via Bluetooth. They pair on, and it can give you the location of that item. It also allows you to call the item as well. So every day, my boyfriend loses his keys under the couch, behind the couch, somewhere on the couch. But rather than having to pull the place apart, you can just ring it, a little noise comes out of it, and you can find it. So we potentially might see something like this from Apple. The Tile brand really is the front runner in this space. They now make patches that you can put on the underneath of your laptop, for example. You can put it into your backpack, into your handbag, whatever you're having yourself. So this type of technology, it's the smartifying of everything. We're making everything that we can connect, we're looking to connect to make our lives easier. Apple being Apple, however, I would anticipate them being a little bit more expensive than the Tile or the Chipolo.
Now, what are Apple Silicon Macs? I mean, I thought silicon was at the heart of everything.
Yeah, this is it's all part of I suppose the changing nature of Apple, how it works, and they're very much looking to streamline their own processes, be more environmentally conscious, but also be as self-sufficient as possible. So the silicon chips would be, it's a silicon chip inside the device that Apple would make itself. They're saying that it would make the devices more powerful, but also more energy efficient. And anyone, if you are planning to watch this Apple event, which will be on at 6 p.m. streamed on the Apple website, brace yourself for a good long spiel about Apple's environmental efforts. They always start these events with that. But what they're finding is that message resonates with some of the younger consumers. We are more green aware, I suppose, than previous. So this will be a selling point. This will matter to a whole host of people. And it also then, you know, keeps Apple's cost down, because if it's something they're manufacturing themselves and then it will offer consumers a better performance, then sort of everybody wins.
Does it have any implications for Intel? I mean, were they purchasers of Intel processors, or do they have another supplier?
Yeah, this is an interesting one, because when Apple first indicated that they were going to go down the route of their own chips, and a few different companies have, you know, said they're not going to go with the mainstream provider, they're going to do their own thing. It does have implications on, I suppose, the food chain or the supply chain within the manufacturing process. And it's not quite clear how significant that would be, because although Apple would be a huge player in the mobile market, so many new devices and brands have come to the fore in the last little while that, you know, there's enough to keep them all busy whilst Apple go down their own little route.
Okay, has Jess reviewed the Dyson Airwrap? Any thoughts?
Oh, that's the hair... Oh, it's not the hairdryer, it's the hair styler. I haven't. I wasn't overly impressed by the Dyson hairdryer, though. For the price of it, I wasn't blown away, if you'll excuse the pun. So I will try and get my hands on one and have a review for you in the coming weeks.
Okay, and an Apple question. Looking to buy a second-hand Apple HomePod to pair up with one I already own to create a stereo effect. Can you ask Jess if I should wait for the new version of HomePod that's due out soon? And would the new version pair with the existing version? From Adrian.
Usually they're quite good at letting things talk to each other, so I would imagine so, but I can't say for sure. And again, we don't know if and when the new one will come out. So there's a few ifs, buts and maybes there. Perhaps go onto the Apple website and see if you can get your hands on a refurbished one and save some money.
Great stuff, Jess. Thank you very much.